This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Best-selling author Eric Jerome Dickey was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, on the South Side in the 60s. He attended Riverview Elementary and Carver High School, then Memphis State University, where he earned a degree in computer system technology. In 1983, Dickey moved to Los Angeles, California, to pursue a career in engineering in the aerospace industry. But while he was working in a lucrative field that more than paid the bills, his creative urges began to surface, and he began to surround himself with theater and comedy. He started doing stand-up in the evenings and during the day auditioning at every college he could for whatever student film would cast him. As he started to hang out with more and more comics, he soon realized that when you're hanging out with comics, you're hanging out with writers. It didn't take long for Dickey to discover that a life with words was his true calling and that writing was something he wanted to do, could do, and do well. From creative writing classes to avidly consuming the works of his favorite authors, Dickey began to shape a writing career of his own. He had already written several scripts for his personal comedy act, but he started writing poetry and short stories. According to Dickey, the film work gave him insight into character development. The acting classes helped him understand motivation, and all of it went hand in hand. He was truly on his way when he joined IBWA, the International Black Writers and Artists Association, participated in their development workshops, and received one of their coveted scholarships to attend UCLA's creative writing classes. In 1994, his first short story titled 13 was published in IWBA's River Crossings magazine, followed by another short titled Days Gone By. And in 1996, his first novel was published, titled Sister, Sister. The book was described as hip, sexy, and wisecracking. The following year, his next book, titled Friends and Lovers, was released, which took a more insightful look at relationships. From there, this Tennessee-born engineer-turned-author has been publishing at least a book a year. His mix of black romance and intrigue has made him one of the most read African-American writers in the U.S. and the author of over 30 novels, novellas, and short stories so far, plus a comic book miniseries for Marvel Comics which reimagines the first meeting between the popular X-Men character Storm and the Black Panther. A New York Times reviewer once stated, "Mr. Dickey's characters have enough sultry self-confidence to suggest, at their best, a Prince song on paper." This could explain why all but two of his novels have become bestsellers. Dickey's next novel is set to be released in May 2020. It's titled The Business of Lovers, about two brothers, four women, and the business of desire. Early reviews say the book paints a powerful portrait of the family we have, the families we create, and every sexy moment in between. In his own words, Eric Jerome Dickey has this to say about his chosen creative life path. "It's impossible to explain creativity. It's like asking a bird, how do you fly? You just do."
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org. or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.